Hello everyone! I hope all of you is doing okay and safe right now. For first time listeners, welcome to Random Musings. My name is Jen. My podcast talks about random trending topics or basically anything under the sun. Let's be social media friends by following me on my social media accounts. That is Mommy's Life Diary. Show me some love by sharing this podcast with your family and friends. On today's episode, we will talk about money, money, money. Sabi nila, money is the root of all evil daw. Do you believe on that? For me personally, the love of money becomes the root of evil because some people love money more than they love their family and God. Or when a certain person becomes too greedy to the point that they do illegal things na. Pero let us all admit, we are all working to earn money so we can at least live a decent life. So, on today's episode, we will talk about how to earn extra income while you're studying and working full-time. I will share to you my personal experience and some tips and suggestions. So, please stay tuned. First things first, you must have a solid reason on why do you want to earn extra income. Make sure that you'll be consistent and committed to it. So, parang relasyon lang yan. Dapat committed ka at dapat consistent ka din. Tapos, you need to do it because you have a purpose and you're not just doing it to join the bandwagon. Maybe some of the reasons is that you want to help your family and you have a plan of investing long term or you want to secure an emergency fund. Or some people are doing this because they want to save for travel reasons. Or simply because you just want to buy something that you just wanted. Or maybe you actually need. And marami pang iba. I guess we all have our reasons, right? And whatever the reason that you have right now, use it as your motivation. I'm a big advocate of financial intelligence, and I believe that every single person has the power and the ability to control their own life, especially when it comes to finances. For working professionals, maybe some of the reason that some people go into side hustles because they wanted to earn extra income, of course, and because they wanted to pursue their real passion outside their current work. And for working students, primary reasons maybe is that they wanted to help their family and they want to be financially independent. So let's start with what are the ways to earn extra income while still studying. I was a working student when I was in college. It's not easy, but as what I've said earlier, if you have a certain motivation and drive, it will become a routine as you go on. Most working students in college are service crews in fast food chains. But in my case, when I was a working student before, I used to work on various customer service centers as a call center agent. I also sell various Avon products, board work items like shoes, clothes, perfumes, mga ganyan. Tapos nag-networking din ako noon wherein I sell coffees, chocolate drinks, vitamins, etc. And would you believe naging extra din ako sa TV? Naks. Para na nangyari, me and my friend are waiting for a jeep when suddenly a man na Becky approached us and asked me if nagmo-modeling daw ba ako. Would you believe that? And if sumasali daw ba ako sa mga contest, ganyan. Tapos binigyan ako ng card kasi talent scout daw siya. And I have the looks and potential daw. Wow. And the rest is history. I earn like 500 to 800 per taping sa pag-extra nun. And ayoko na ikwento yung iba kasi magiging iba na yung topic natin. A common thing that you must always consider when you want to earn extra income is to manage your time wisely. Manage your schedule, whether you're a student or a working professional. With the sudden boom of the digital marketing, there are now a lot of options that you can do. Some things that I would like to suggest that you can do as a working student to earn extra income is being a tutor. Teach what you're good at. It's actually a win-win situation because you will become an expert in your subject while teaching others. And if you have a computer or a reliable mobile device, why not open your own online store? This also applies to working professionals. And having an online store right now is very in demand. Another option that I can suggest while you're still a student to earn extra income is that you can sell your craft. Some students can use their art skills for earning money. Okay, let's proceed naman with working professionals on ideas and ways on how to earn extra income while still working 8 to 5 Mondays to Fridays. Okay, so common side hustle idea is launching a service business. Actually, it can be done without a big overhead cost. First step is establishing an online presence. Or the easiest way to start is by telling people in your existing network on what you're offering and asking them to spread the word. Service business ideas such as starting your own travel business or your food business, which you can offer and sell online. Actually, I'm currently doing both of this, but with the current pandemic, I need to park my small travel sideline business temporarily. If you're good in writing and you actually love writing, just start your own blog. You just need to find your niche. Like if you love to share your travel experiences, you can start to have your own travel blog. If you love cooking, your passion is cooking, you can start sharing your recipes online and start to have your own food blog. Also, if you're good with words and grammar, you can start to be a copywriter, which is currently, I think, in demand with the current boom of the digital marketing. Creating videos on YouTube is actually another great idea to earn extra income. If you are the type of person who loves filming stuff and love the sharing your talents and your experiences online, go ahead and start your own YouTube channel. Another idea is that you can get paid to do what you're already doing by being a consultant for a certain skill and knowledge you're good at. You get to do what you love while earning extra income at the same time. You know, sounds good, right? Actually, without even doing this suggestion, you can still let money work for you while still working 8 hours Monday to Friday. How? By investing wisely and, you know, learning the ropes of, you know, how money will work for you. When I was still single, I secured my own life and health insurance. There is a time na hindi pa ganun kaboom yung advertisement ng mga insurances. I also invested on mutual funds and stock market. It is important that you must study and learn first before entering a certain investment. I know how it feels to have nothing before, so I made sure to invest my hard-earned money so I can provide a better and bright future for my child. Another suggestion is to start your own online store. For starters, maybe you can start to have your own Ukay online shop, you know, and sell some of the things that you owned which you no longer use. Actually, there is a lot of ideas that you can explore to earn extra money. It depends lang talaga on your willingness and commitment to do it. You can start searching on the internet on those effective ideas and trending ideas and ways to earn extra income. Or you can ask those people you know who manage to earn extra money while still working 8 to 5, and you can ask them how they do it, how's the experience, is it effective, because it may work to others but it may not work on you. Also, you must also consider some things before entering into a side hustle, like first managing your time and your schedule, because family is still more important than money. So if you feel that it will affect your family time, it depends on you. You have the option if you will still pursue it or find a side hustle that works effectively on you. And that wraps up our third episode. Thank you so much for listening. Please join me again for another interesting topic next week. Again, this has been your host, Jen. Tune in every Sunday night here in Random Musings. Until next time, bye!